We're talking about Rabbi Rambam. There's a long chelik in Bitochen. Long chelik in Bitochen is because, take a look at the Rambam Bar Nebuchim. Rambam devotes a lot of extensive discussion. Hashtablis Bitochen and Hashtablis. And not only does he quote the Rambam here, but that's an absolute parallel to everything the Rambam says. It begins that in everything that happens to a human being comes from a Kodesh Baruch, number one. Number two, it goes back, as I mentioned last week. He takes an idea of Aristotle's, and it's very similar. Rambam saw an overlap of Torah with Aristotle, but didn't mind identifying the overlap, and then showing where the Torah disagrees. Torah goes further, and as such, explaining where the Torah goes further and what it's about. Aristotle has an idea that if something moves, it has to be moved by something that's moving. And the whole idea of motion is how does motion get started? And his conclusion is there must be some, what he called, what's called in English, I don't know, the prime mover. So all motion in this world comes because some intelligent being is giving the ability to everything to move, and it's moving things and moves things and move other things. That was an Aristotelian idea. But where does the Rambam split off from that totally? Rambam splits off from that totally. Aristotle may say it's an intelligent being, and it has no will. And therefore, anything that happens in this world is totally automatic. The world has just automatic total causation. Not too different. A scientific view of the world. Rambam says, yes, that prime mover happens to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is willful. So anything and everything that happens is because a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it there. Not just the blind force. But that means anything and everything that occurs in this world is a direct result of Rotzon HaBorei. A mikra v'olam, nothing happens by itself. Number one. So what is teva? That is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, created according to certain, he's going to run it, certain regular patterns. And those regular patterns is the only way we can function as well, number one. And to understand those regular patterns is tremendous chokhmah. They're not just random, they're not simple. They're very deep. And that's the whole scientific world. What are they busy doing all day? Trying to understand the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he runs the world. And to understand that chokhmah means to be able to harness the world, the forces in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Now, when it seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything willfully, why does he do X, Y, or Z? Because everything in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs with one exception. The human being to whom he's given Bechiruch Havshas. Our Bechiruch Havshas is the only thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not control in this world. Number one. Number two, doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create a world that when even a human being is subject to all sorts of pressures and do not act totally freely. So where does Pshul HaKadosh come? It's not clear that the Rambam necessarily disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. Conceptually, technically he does. Rabbi Yonah says, "V'charta b'chayim is a mitzvah. Take control of your life." Rambam would not count that as a separate mitzvah, and he would conclude it as the v'hakolo, kolot Torah kulo. But Rambam, when he talks about Pshul HaKadosh, talks in terms of, "I choose a derech." Right now, if a person decides. Let's say a person all of a sudden wakes up the idea, let's be shaman to Mrs. A certain individual knocked on my door this week, sort of bizarre individual. He wanted to come in and talk. Not fine, come in and talk. 6 years ago, he landed in Eretz Yisrael, California. And the moment he landed, decided, came from a totally secular background. And I'm coming to Shomer Torah, like this. Oof. There was no step by step. He just landed and said, okay, I'm here in Israel. Why don't I become religious? He told me. Okay. Only a bizarre individual would do something like that. And it turns out after 6 years here, he still can't read Hebrew, but. And that is a bizarre individual. Most people, they begin in a derech, and they move and they develop along a derech. And that's true about everything in life. So a person wants to take Torah seriously, he has to begin moving in a derech, because overnight people cannot change. Because that's what you have, you can take your life in your hands and move in a derech. That's what the Rama describes with Pshul HaKadosh. Talks in terms of the derech. Okay, now that's a human being's work. Some people never choose anything. They just go with whatever the pressures are, how they grew up, society says, their titles say, and the like. But this Pshul HaKadosh, it's the only thing that's not subject to a Kodesh Baruch Hu's work. Now, how does the Kodesh Baruch Hu exercise that will when it comes to dealing with human beings? Now, Rambam is very clear, and Rambam is very clear, that when it comes to dealing with the animal kingdom, when it comes to dealing with the non-animal kingdom, so he set the world up to run by itself. And he runs it according to regular patterns. Regular patterns, every day, the sun rises and sets, the planets move. And if there's no reason within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's human plan to change, they keep doing it. Going to regular patterns. In the animal kingdom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets everything happen automatically there, as long and the only time he'll intervene. It's for Kiyam Hamin. Survival of specific species. Every species is here has a purpose. It says, Adam, he called names to each member of the animal kingdom. What does it mean, gave him a name? He called the dog a dog. So he could have called the dog a cat. So what's the big deal? He gave the dog a name, dog. No. The name is, there's the word kelev is applied to a dog. In that name Kelev, he identified the exact tafka that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants dogs to perform in this world. It's Perek Shira. Perek Shira is what? It talks each animal. It has to explain what that means. Sing Shira to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? He fulfills a certain tafka that is described in Perek Shira. Animals, each animal has a tafka in this world. And because each animal has a tafka in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create anything in this world that did not have a specific goal. Rambam is very interesting. People who don't have extensive experience with Rambam, like say, oh, the Rambam is this, Rambam is that. The Rambam wrote three types of Svara. He wrote in Lashon Kodesh, Mishnah Torah, that was designated for people who learn Torah Yom HaLaila. Okay. So that's Lashon Kodesh people. He wrote in Arabic for the Hamon Am. Teresh Mashnayas was written that way. Or Nevuchim was written that way for a different audience. He wrote some of his igros, he wrote in Lashon Kodesh, some he wrote in Arabic, depending who the audience was. And he has his medical writings. That was written in a different type of Arabic. It was in Arabic. And that was for the general audience. Not necessarily Hamona of Klal Yisrael, the general Goyish audience included. And in that, he shows that he disagrees with Galen. Who was Galen? Galen was a great Greek doctor, the foundations of all anatomy were by Galen. And Rambam writes, Galen was very intrigued. There are different types of human hair. There's the hair I have in the back of my head, on my face, it grows and grows and grows. Get very long. How the length of it depends on how strong the roots of my hair fall. So. On the other hand, my eyebrows, most people, don't get very long. My eyelashes don't get very long. So Galen had a whole, who knows what theory, because refusing to admit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every aspect of the Bria and every aspect of the human being with a specific purpose and adjusted it to that purpose. Yeah, we have eyebrows. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make human beings with eyebrows? Otherwise you'll sweat from your forehead. When you sweat, you fall down into your eyes and hurt your eyes. You have to give us eyebrows. Why do you give us eyelashes? Well, things will fly into your eyes. So therefore you have to protect the eyes. If that hair kept growing and growing and growing, you interfere with its function. So Rambam writes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood the function of every aspect of the human being. And everything in the human being was created that specifically by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill that function. So therefore, he created a certain type of hair that I have on the top of my head or on my face, created a different type of hair for my eyebrows and a different type of hair for my eyelashes. They all had different functions. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in an exceedingly precise, tremendous precision, each thing fitting itself. Now, that's how it was created for that purpose. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very hands-on, created everything in this world to function in a specific way, specific rules. And there's no specific thing in the Bria that was not created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. Now, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything, down to the finest detail, he created a world that functions. And he runs everything that happens as a result of him. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide whether what happens to me, what happens to you, what happens to any human being? So the Rambam writes very clearly, anything, everything that happens to me happens as a result of Sechar V'Onesh. Nothing occurs to me that's not perfectly Cheshbon and Sechar V'Onesh. And Rambam says, and this is against what all the Greeks say, that it's just chance. No. There's an intelligent, willful human being that controls anything and everything that happens in this world. And it's all built on Sechar V'Onesh. Now, without saying, because we don't understand how the Sechar V'Onesh day and a half ago, I had a couple in my house. Unfortunately, I had a child who developed a very pernicious brain tumor. The child was 1 year old and died 2 years old. I don't know, what was the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Cheshbon? We don't know what Kodesh Baruch Hu's Cheshbon. As I'll tell us, anytime something like that happens, there is a Cheshbon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person has to make a Cheshbon and effort. What in my life should I correct? See, it's always to correct something. But the real Cheshbon is beyond us. What are we supposed to learn from it? Yeah, that's something you have to learn. Correct something in your life. Correct a lot of things in your life. Your life's not perfect. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu run in this world with hands on. That's how Kodesh. And accepting that fact and realizing that that's the dynamic of how the world goes, that's what B'Kach is all about. Now, and then it means accepting that and understanding that that's the dynamic of the world. It's a whole different way of viewing the world. Im Hashem lo yifne bayis, sham avu bonavba. You know, I hire the right contractor to build the house. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want that house built, it's not going to happen. It doesn't mean I'll sit back and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't want the house, I'm going to have the house, please. Have the house descent in Hashemayim. It doesn't work that way. I have to have the contract and everything to realize my success in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's B'tochen. And Rambam writes, and Rabbeinu Avraham here brings the Rambam, it's all one, the overlap is total. He says, Ora Gever Shiyifah Adam. Does everyone trust another person? My wife trusts me, I trust my wife. I trust her to know that when I come home tonight, when I come home this afternoon, you know, I don't have to say, well, maybe my wife's not making Shabbos, maybe I have to go pick up Shabbos and spoil it because, well, I can't trust my wife that the house is prepared. Maybe I have to bring over staff to clean up the house. Maybe I have to do this, maybe I have to do that. No. I left the house this morning, we discussed what she's going to do, and I'm going to help her. What she's going to do. So I trust her. She trusts me. A parent, a child trusts a parent. And I go into shul for some business with someone, it's a degree of trust. So what does it mean? Oh, she is Chabad. Ram says, May Hashem Soli. He's trusting a person and knowing, yes, I trust him, but whether he's going to do it or not is also in the hands of the Lord. But Ram brings the Ram and says, Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world. Now, given that fact, so how do we interact with Teva? Mishtakas. When can I rely on a Nes? So Rav Avraham has one clause. A Nes can be relied on in two criteria. A Novi is told directly by a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he can rely on the Nes. Otherwise, you can't. But when he's told by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he has to have absolute trust in a Kodesh Baruch Hu that that's going to happen. And that's an assignment of B'tochen. And it can be the most wild, crazy thing. Eliyahu Anovi, Hara Karma, says, yes, Nevi'e Habal, and said, listen, I'm doing an assignment. It's a very big assignment. Saying, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and the Baal is Sheke, you're going to ask Baal to have Eishmiyoh Emin HaShemayim. I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eishmiyoh Emin HaShemayim. Mine's going to work. Yours isn't. He had no right to do that, to say that, and rely on absolute Nes unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu told on that. Avraham Avinu says, what's going to be? Sorry, Imeinu is physically incapable of having a child. Don't worry. You're too much into causation. I promise you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Nehemim Bashir. But to do it in the face of an absolute contradiction by physical impossibility, that's an assignment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives that assignment to people who can stand up to that. So only them, only to them, does is there a ability to rely on a nes and to expect a nes, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of you that you have to totally rely. That one says there are people who feel everything is in their hands. My parnosa depends, how intelligent I am, how much good's my life, or whatever. That's not the Torah says. And then there is something else. Stam b'tochen, stam b'nei adam. That means a person enters the parnosa. Let's have absolute trust with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that whether I succeed, I have to do my hashtaglis, I have to do everything I have, is totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I have to do all my hashtaglis successfully. The will and the ability to accept that in a deep, deep way is very often tremendous insight. Why is it so? Just think about it. It's deep. Because if you can, in the hands of a better brother, you come to a business deal, and you think, should I do the business deal or not? It's not so clear that it's mutter, not so clear. So if you think it's in your hands, okay, let's succeed and not succeed. It's about me. If you think it's up to a better brother, you say, well, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu enable me to succeed if I violate what he wants? So it depends on the acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Nos and HaTorah in the one. If it's done in a deep way. So then it's done in a very complete and deep way. I often think, one thing that happened, I meet a lot of people in this world. I once had someone, I was very influential in his becoming Shemitah Mrs. Time I met him, he had become disenchanted with Buddhism. He was an interesting Jew. He got disenchanted with Buddhism, and he told me when previously said, "Well, the Reform aren't really Jewish. The Orthodox are a bunch of fanatics." So he figured he's going to look into at that time the popular in America, conservative Judaism. So he met, and he finally became a total shomer, a total mitzvah, a financial genius. Financial genius. Massively wealthy. Once I was in Los Angeles, so I called him up. I want to get together with him for the yeshiva. So then I sat down and talked. He said, "Listen," I said, "sorry to have to interrupt you in the middle of the day." He said, "You're doing me a big favor. In the middle of the day, if you want a total animal." And someone knocks on my door and needs money. So I have to say, I've bought the parsha. After that, it brings me back to understand really where it's all coming from. Sometimes a person tends to get so involved in what he's doing, he can totally forget that Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and it's according to him. Everything that happens, that is a very deep, deep aspect of a human being. To what degree do you deeply accept it? And it's not a yes or no, it depends on people who are inside a human being. For some people, it's total lip service, if at all. Some people, it's a deep part of their identity. that is the mitzvah of bitachon. And if you do it, says Rav Avram, then you understand that yes, a person, he's talking, takes for granted that a Baal Bitachon couldn't do anything that's awesome. And he also says the Baal Bitachon understands that by doing normal hishtadlos rather than crazy hishtadlos, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to work and function within the rules of the world. But not to believe that I am in control of it. That's going to affect the degree of hishtadlos and what I'm doing. Number two. Yes. The Elu Shomrei Torah Mevinim Es HaTorah Halol Mezbonim HaSibos HaSigmei Maskonos Kedera Shos HaKfut HaShnim. We understand that I can't just stop and invest my money and say, okay, my Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it. It's going to happen. No. I have to do it all the same way. Mevinim Hem, they understand the business world totally. But we understand if I'm going to make that final decision to invest in X, it's because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to succeed. The doctor goes into an operation. Doesn't mean I have Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know anything about heart surgery. I'm just going to take a knife, open up, and you're going to, and I have a muna that the heart surgery will success. Nothing. This is obvious. It's nonsense. I have to make myself to talk heart surgery. But then when I go into the surgery, feel I'm in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands, will I succeed in that surgery or not? Okay. That he says it we see throughout Chumash. When Klal Yisrael asked Moshe Rabbeinu for all the meat they wanted, Kadosh Baruch Hu says you have to give them meat. He says, how am I going to give them meat? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Hayad Hashem tik, so I'm going to do an ace. But until Kadosh Baruch Hu told him he was going to an ace and says, you're going to have to give them meat, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see how he was going to do it. He understood that until Kadosh Baruch Hu told him it was an ace, he's limited by what normal human being and normal chukhev are. Now, with that in mind, there are two types of bitachon. Bitachon for success in my spiritual quests, and bitachon for success in my material quests. Two very, very different things. Here, in my spiritual quests, everything is completely, and we'll get into it, we'll finish off next week. Everything is completely dependent on my hishtadlos, totally and completely. The more hishtadlos, the more success. So, nothing more, nothing less. And Kadosh Baruch Hu habolatayim esayim also. If I am sincere in my spiritual goals of Torah, and I put in my maximum effort, Kadosh Baruch Hu guarantees me success. That's habolataya and science. But I have to put in my maximum effort. I was sitting yesterday with a certain bocher who managed to show up 10:30 every morning in good days. Talking. Well, I decided I was here for 2 days in a row. Well, I said, well, that's very nice, but maximum effort means maximum effort. And that is in what he calls talking for spiritual goals. and he's going to divide what bitachon, physical goals, spiritual goals are, and then Netzach Hashem Brinetta will try to articulate that very carefully next week.